that may be sections of maybe one or two streets that aren't paved, but in the county, maybe half the roads are paved. I think that most of them have it'll either be the concrete or the macadam surface over it. Now, those that don't have the surface are graveled and they are maintained as often as the personnel are able to get to them on a rotating basis.
Mm-hmm. What about those that don't have any surface at all? What would you call them?
Path, I guess. You don't have, you know, if it's travel, it's maintained. Either they're going to put gravel on it, mm-hmm. or it'll be paved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking of dirt roads.
Well, even the dirt roads now are graveled.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That black sticky substance that is in asphalt, you would call that?
Tar, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a name for a little road that goes off the main road out in the country? Say you went off on a little...
lane?
Okay. You ever heard of side road?
Well, yeah, we say a side road, yeah.
That would be what I was describing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about farm to market road? You ever hear that?
We have... I started to say that because that's the name of probably the one of the longest ones here in the county off the highway. It's called Farm to Market Road.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
No, that's a
name, actual name of the place. Yeah.
Okay. What would you call a road that goes from the main road up to a man's house?
A drive or a driveway.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about a place in the pasture where the cattle walk along every day? That would be a
trail.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And in town, you have places along the street where people walk.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a
path or a sidewalk.
Okay. Do you have a name for the... well, do you ever see grassy strips between the sidewalk and the street?
Yes, don't. Well, I haven't given a name to them. I haven't heard a name for it.
Okay. Say if a dog jumped out and surprised the little boy, he might pick up a
rock.
And you'd say he did what to the dog?
He would throw it at the dog or hit the dog with it.
Okay. Have you heard people use another word for throw instead of I threw it?
Toss.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You ever hear chunk?
Yeah, I have a chunk. It's going out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Don't hear that much.
You don't hear it too much now.
Say if I drive up, excuse me, looking for your father, and you're in the yard, you might say, well, I'm sorry, but he's not
home.
Okay. Or I'm looking for your mother and she's cooking, you would say, well, she's...
well, in the kitchen.
Okay. All right, this preposition that I want. If you like milk in your coffee, you say you drink your coffee...
with milk.
Okay.
Or with cream.
Right. But if you don't want milk in your coffee, you say you take your coffee milk.
Without, for a preposition.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. If somebody's not going away from you, you say he's coming right
to you.
Or if he's coming right
towards you.
Sure. Talking about somebody that you meet in town, you might say, well, I wasn't looking for old so-and-so. I just sort of ran
into him.
Okay. And if a child is given the same name that her mother has, you'd say that the parents named the child?
After or for.
Okay. All right, some animals now. The type of animal that barks, you would call that?
A dog.
Okay. That's a tough one. What would you say to a dog if you wanted him to get after another dog or another person?
Sick him.
Okay. Yeah. What would you say to him to call him off?
Your boy.
Okay. Do you have a name for a dog that's not a pure breed? He's several.
Mongrel.